Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein mitzvah osol lebevestin shaviyiro velebevestin shaviyavne. We're talking again about Nezakin Mamre. That's the person himself is recognized as a person that can teach halacha, can instruct people on what to do, and he's teaching in a way that is clearly disagreed upon by the Sanhedrin. And by that right, he earns the death penalty with all the particulars we spoke about in the previous Mishnayos. Now we say that the death penalty of this person is not administered, not in a regular basin in this judge's city, nor in the basin that's in Yavne. Ala malan osola basin agodol shebe Yerushalayim. We have to dafka bring him up to the great Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Umeshan oso ader regel, and he's kept there until the next Yom Tov. He's killed on the Moed. It says all the people will hear about this and they will fear, and they will not be more than negligent. They will not be purposeful, really. They will be mazed. They will not do this again. He says he can't delay this din. Generally, it's the principle. We don't delay the meeting out of justice to a person waiting for it. So says this person as well, he can't do that. He's killed right away. And then to let everybody know, which was implied by the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva just brought, we do is we write notices and we send messengers to bring them to all the different places in Israel. And they say, Ish Poni Ben Ish Poni Nischayev Misa Bebeisim. This certain person was liable to the death penalty and he was killed in Beis. Says the Rav here, Vlo Bebeisim Shevi Yavne. Can't kill him based on Shevi Yavne. So, I mean, the obvious question we could ask is, what is the Mishnah bringing up based on Shevi Yavne for? We could understand it mentioned you can't kill him based in his city, because normally a person deserving of capital punishment could be killed in their city. What's Yavne, though? She'ilu lebeisin shevelishka segadis, sha'alu lebeisin shevelishka segadis v'amru lo. If they asked the beisin that's in Lishka segadis, that's the Sanhedrin of Godot. And they told him, you know, what to do. Then he went back to his own city and he waited some time, many days. Until the great Sanhedrin was then exiled to Yavne. That's actually something that happened in history. So where it's kind of a case that may have happened. What if he had this case? The person asked the Sanhedrin to go to when it was in Lishkas Agadis. Then they were exiled to Yavne. And then he taught his original way of thinking. He taught Lamaisa for people to do that. So that's when he incurred the death penalty there. You don't kill him in Yavne. Interesting. So that would be a case where you think you would kill him in Yavne, because that's where the Sanhedrin Gadol went. So that's the Chiddush our Mishnah is coming to, that you don't. Af al pi yishev, the Sanhedrin Gadol Hashem, even the great Sanhedrin is there. Af al pi yishev, dayin habayis kaim, and even though the Beis HaMikdash could still be around, was still around. Kevin shen Sanhedrin Gadol in a yoshev is from koma, being that the great Sanhedrin is not sitting in its place, yab lishkas agadis in lishkas agadis. So, Mishnah doesn't spell out what would you do in this case. Sounds like you said you won't have the din, according to Rabbi Akiva B'chalal. That's what it sounds like. You can only kill him based on the Gadol that's in Yerushalayim, and the based in Gadol is not in Yerushalayim in that case. So that's what it sounds like. And then the Rav doesn't elaborate more for the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah we pretty much understood. Rabbi Akiva bases his ruling upon the need for everybody to see, and it's clear that something happens at the regal. And Rabbi Huda only objects to that as far as it violating the general principle of delaying someone's punishment being meted out. So Rabbi Huda fulfills that pasuk's requirement by sending notices to all places about the death of this person. Says Mishnah Hey, Nevi HaSheker, a false prophet, Tamisnabe Amashalo Shama, who is prophesying that which he did not actually hear, Amashalo Nemalo, and that was not said to him. Misoso Bide Adam. Such a person is killed by people. Avo, and we said the Mis is going to be Chenek, Avo Kovesh es Nivu also. One who denies his Nivu, meaning he was actually given a Nivu from Hashem, but he refuses to say it over. Bahamavater al Divrei Navi, and one who is Mevater on the words of a Navi, that some would mean someone who goes against what the Navi instructs. The Navi is Sha'avar al Divrei Atzmo, or a Navi himself that violated his own words. He told over the prophecy that was given to him, and they didn't follow it, Bechal. Misosu Bidei Shemayim, those cases are not punished by Beis Din. They are killed Bidei Shemayim. Hashem, we have our Masorah tells us Hashem will take out the death penalty on those people himself. Shenemar Anochi Edrosh Mi'imo. The pasuk says about these people, Hashem says, I will demand from such a person. He says, I will hunt them down, we might say. Now, all the Torah points out that Beis Din will give a penalty for is our first case here, one who is prophesying something he didn't hear, making up a nevuah, didn't happen. So it says to the Rav, Mashal Shama, something you didn't hear. Mashal Nemar Benevua L'Shum Navi Ba'olam, something that was never said to any Navi. Mashal Nemar L'Chaveiro V'Lolo, or something that was said to his friend, another Navi, not to him. B'Shamim Pi Chaveiro, and he heard it from his friend. Above Amar Shana Nemar L'Olam, and he's going around falsely telling everyone that the Nevuah was said to him. Shnei Elu Nevi'ah Sheker Heim U'Nisos HaMechenek. Those are the two cases of Nevi'ah Sheker that the Torah speaks about, giving the death penalty of Chenek. Again, someone who Nevuah was never said to him, or someone that Nevuah was said to another, and this person falsifies it and says that it was said to him. The Pasuk says, and the Navi that will be purposeful to speak, you know, meaning be brazen, you might say, to speak something in my name. So that's the first case, a Navi that said something that was never heard, that he never heard, that no Navi ever heard. The Pasuk continues, that which I have not commanded. So the diuk there is, I did command his friend, but not him. That's our second case here. The Navi, he's not really a Navi, he's saying something that was said to his friend, not to him. Those say that the Navi will die. But those cases, the Torah says the Navi will die. The Kol Misa Amur, the Torah Stam, any Stam Misa in the Torah, in El Chenek, is always, we have a rule, is always Chenek. But the rest of these cases, a person who denies giving his Nevuah over, a person who violates the word of the Navi, and a Navi violates his own words, are Misos Amidei Shemayim, Dixiv, the Hayo Ha'ish Shal Yishma Al Divarai, person will not listen to my words. Karibe Lo Yishamo, you read it as that he won't listen. The Karibe Lo Yashmiya, okay? Lo Yishma, he won't listen to the Nevuah, or he won't make it heard. So that's our case of someone not following a Navi, that's the case of a Navi not giving it over. The Karibe Lo Yishama Hu Atzma Al Divarai, or we read it as he himself didn't listen to my words. So that's the case of the Navi not following it. They're all included. I will demand of him. That's Bidei Shemayim. Let's finish up the Masechta here. One last Mishnah. Mishnah of Love. One who does and gives a Nevuah, amazingly, in the name of Avodah Zarah, to the Jewish people. It tells everyone, I am a Navi, not of Hashem, though. I'm a Navi of the Baal, whatever it is. And he says as follows. And he says, Kach Amar Avodah Zarah. Here's what the Avodah Zarah said. Afilu kiven as ha-halacha l'tamei as ha-tamei v'l'taher as ha-tahar. Even if he would say the halacha correctly, this, you know, in name of this Avodah Zarah, told him what is actually Tame is Tame, and what's actually Tahar is Tahar, even so he'll get Chenek for claiming his source as an Avodah Zarah. Habal ish, the case of one who's with a married woman, kemish nichas al rishus habal l'nisuin, once that woman has gone into the domain of her husband for nisuin, afish l'nivala, even though they haven't consummated the marriage, that at that point already she's an ish ish. Now, it's not really, she's an Ashish after Erisin, but that we already have the case of Na'amarasa, potentially, it would be a different death penalty. We're saying the regular case of Ashish is full marriage has happened, even though they haven't consummated the marriage. One who's with her at that point will get Chenek. The Zomim Bas Koin of Boala, the last case you mentioned, the Zomim and the Edim Zomim of a Bas Koin and her adulterer, right, means they didn't actually do it. These Edim Zomim planned against them and tried to make them liable for that, and turns out they were lying, so they're going to get the death penalty. And they're going to get, we said, his death penalty, which is going to be chenek, not sreifa. Shekol ha-zomin ma'akdim l'osa, misa chutz zomin me'bas koin u'bu'alo. All edim zomin always get, ma'akdim means you proceed, you give them the osa misa, the very penalty they were trying to make liable to the defendant, make the defendant liable for it, sounds better. Except for Zomim Bas Kohen and Baal, except for this exact case of Zomim for Bas Kohen and her adulterer, they're going to get his penalty, not hers. Let's see the Rav over here. The Rishus HaBaal, Kigon Shemaser Ha'av Lishluchei HaBaal V'adayin Hi B'derech. Let's say the father of the bride has already handed her over to the messengers of the husband. At that point, she is fully married, and she is on the way to go meet her new husband. Sulo Karina Bey Beis Avia. Now she is no longer in her father's house, and therefore you're out of the parsha of Na'am Marasar into the parsha of Eishes Ish. Even though, again, there hasn't been a consummation to the marriage. And we said, all zomin go la'osa misa, shahayu mechayev, and I said, you know, that very misa that they would have made liable the defendant, will go ala, kolomar, l'kol ha'bo'al inidon in kemisa saniv elis. Usually, any adulterer gets the same misa as the one, as the woman involved, the adulteress. Chutz mi bo'al bas koin, shi v'sreifa v'hul b'chen, except for the one who is adult is an adultery of bas koin, she gets saved and he gets chenek, and again the Zomim are going to go after him. Slik Masechta Sanhedrin, Ruch Hashem, we finish Masechta Sanhedrin, Ruch Hashem, we'll continue right there next time.